Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Katherine Jackson intends to call singer Prince as a witness in a wrongful death lawsuit against AEG Live. She's seeking $40 billion for its alleged neglect in hiring Dr. Conrad Murray. Her legal team plans to call nearly 100 witnesses, and they believe Prince had a bad experience with the company in the past that could be relevant. Meanwhile, AEG will defend itself by arguing that Michael was responsible for his own death and that Murray was not their employee, but Jackson's. Robin Thicke's new music video is too hot for YouTube, as the unrated video for Blurred Lines was banned from the website. The clip features nude models hanging around Thicke and rappers T.I. and Pharrell. His video was released last week and garnered more than 1 million views in one day. Singer Indy Irie said that she was not intentionally whitewashed on the cover of her new single. Last week, she was blasted for the picture of her new song, Cocoa Butter, because her skin was noticeably lighter than what she really looks like. India says the criticism is ridiculous because the lightened skin is merely the product of the camera flash and angle. Producer rapper Timberland is a fraud who's trying to get over on his insurance company by filing a bogus $1.8 million claim over a missing watch. This according to legal documents filed by the insurance company. Timberland filed suit against American Home Assurance Company, claiming his two-year-old daughter lost his Jacob & Company watch. The insurance company, meanwhile, claims it doesn't owe Timberland anything because he brought the watch for $900,000 but insured it for twice the amount, and that he reported that the watch had been stolen, but 4 months later claimed his daughter misplaced it. Michael Jordan wants the lady who accused him of fathering her 16-year-old son to pay up for all the trouble she's caused. As previously reported, Pamela Smith had ordered a DNA test, then later dismissed the suit without explanation. Now Jordan is countersuing and wants Smith to pay his court costs. Only two of the original four members can still call themselves In Vogue. A judge granted founding members Cindy Herron and Terry Ellis the exclusive rights to use the name In Vogue while performing and touring after a long, drawn-out legal battle with former group members Maxine Jones and Don Robinson. Congratulations are in order to actor Mekhi Phifer, who married Rochelette Barnes over the weekend. The two married in a private ceremony in Beverly Hills.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.